CSA Mobile.
CLX Mobile.
This is N5 CSA. I'm mobile in Anderson. Down in the swamp. Hope I'm still making the repeater.
Oh, is it N5 CFA? N6 CLX. You're making the repeater from Anderson. I'm headed towards Spartanburg to work.
Pretty good. Yep, you're right. The call is November 5, Charlie Sierra Alpha. Name is Roger, and I'm doing the same thing, but heading toward work.
5 CSA N6 CLX. Ah, we're the two N calls from out of the area. Very small office. There's four of us. Presently, three of us. One's out on a job. I'm the sales engineer over in Spartanburg, and the company we make, a German company, we make specialty fans.
That's pretty interesting. It's a weaving facility. We make high performance fabrics, fiberglass, Kevlar, bullet resistant Kevlar. We make the fabric that goes in the vest and that sort of thing. Aircraft, fiberglass and Kevlar. Been there since 81. Over.
Awesome too. Yeah, we also make dust collection equipment for fiber industry. So, got a little bit in common there.
Yeah, a lot of commonality, I guess. We have some fairly large bands and that sort of thing in our operations. Different areas. So how long have you been doing amateur radio?
This is my original call, so you can tell I got it in California. Grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, right there on the peninsula. And while still in high school, I went down to the San Francisco FCC office, took the novice test, and passed 5 words a minute and took the novice and then technician. So I came in as a technician in 1979.
Well, you've been at it quite a while. It's longer than I have. I did not get the license until 93, I believe it was. We didn't have to do the FCC thing when I took the test. They had stopped doing the tests themselves. But anyway, I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Dropped out for a little while there, late 90s through 2015, just kind of let it go away. So, gotten back into it, moved up here in 2007. And the last 5 years just worked out of the house. That job went away thanks to COVID. So start of the year, I was blessed with this job. And you know what, as they say, never look back.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I have to say that I came very close thanks to COVID of losing this job. But I was blessed to keep it, so ever so grateful, that's for sure.
25-minute ride gives me time to listen to the radio or the rig here and talk or rant and rave, whatever I want to do.
That should be a long enough commute to cover any of that, or maybe all of it at one day. You just never know, whatever your duty is. I don't really have that much of a commute, just directly from the house to the plant. I can probably get there in 5 minutes, depending on the red light. But I have to take my grandkids to school, so that gives me a wee bit more of a ride. And so I was trying my friend on PRN on GMR, and evidently he hasn't gotten on there yet. He's supposed to be traveling today, so I popped over here to see if I heard anybody. So glad we ran into you.
Trying to relax, but just had to deal with a guy going whatever he wanted to go in the left lane and slowing down for every truck. You know how that is.
I do know how it is. Fortunately, I don't have to do that interstate driving every day, so I'm happy about that. But I do like the fact that we have the interstate and you can get from A to B pretty quickly. So I guess that's okay.
Test drive's actually pretty easy. It's 85 all the way over, and then business 85 is door-to-door just about interstate. So even if people are driving dumb, what's it add, you know, 5 seconds? So I try not to let it bother me until they do dumb things like that guy just did. You go to pass him and he speeds up type thing.
There are those out there, that's for sure. So, about the only time I get on the business 85 is when I come over to Spartanburg for the Blue Ridge Town Fest, which they didn't get to have last year. Maybe they'll get to have it this year, who knows?
That's one thing I'm liking about Spartanburg, is it's a little more radioactive than some of the Greenville repeaters.
Anderson's fairly quiet. Have a great leak system here, the Warren's system, and they just picked up last year, they picked up the local Anderson machine, so it gives us pretty good coverage around the upstate. Just being there when there's somebody else there is a bit of a challenge, but I think I had rounded up somebody yesterday a couple of times, so that was pretty cool.
Time's opening up again, and, you know, get back to being able to hang out with people. I don't know, though. I'm kind of used to just being the wife and me. First time I get around a lot of people, I don't know how I'm going to act. I might have some kind of phobia now.
I can't say that I would probably not be the same way. But, we've kind of been working through the whole thing, so since we do the defense stuff, we've been designated a critical industry, so we missed 1 week, and that was all I've missed. So I'm still working around the work crowd anyway. And unfortunately, I haven't had too many people that were contracting the virus, but we have had our share, I guess. And unfortunately, again, they all got through it okay.
We have a vendor that has been shut down for the last week because the entire company got it.
Sure is a suck. Anyway. Hopefully they'll get through it without any much difficulty. We hope, anyway. We have had one town friend who down from Callow Falls. He has been in Greenwood Hospital for weeks because of the COVID. That's probably about one of the worst cases, except for a pastor friend of one of our co-workers. Her husband had it really badly, but thank goodness he recovered. So we're just trying to dodge it as best we can here.
N6 CLX variety. Yep. I had the test twice, negative both times. I don't know what that means. It means that they didn't detect it, but it could be that I didn't give them a good swab. I don't know.
This is inside of CSA, by the way. I have not tested. My wife tested because she works in home health, and my daughter works at the. She's a surgery tech, so she has. She's not ever tested, so I don't know. Anyway, I have not. But I have gotten here into my parking lot.
Fine business. Yeah, have a good day at work. Stay safe. I've got about 5-10 minutes left. N6CLX. Thinking that you said your name's Ralph, so good talking to you, Ralph.
Roger. And is your suffix Charlie Oscar X-ray?
And somehow I went under a bridge and it knocked that out.
Clarified, my name is Roger, and I want to make sure I have your call sign. Your suffix, is it Charlie Oscar X-ray?
Nope. And Roger. That should be easy to remember. Name here is Mike, and the call is November 6th, Charlie Lima X-ray. N5 CSA, this is N6 CLX.
Now, thanks. Have a great day. N6 CLX, N5 CSA clear.
Yeah, Roger. Have a safe day. N6 CLX. Listening.